Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's do this. Back behind the mic for more music and fun. Today, my guest is actor Justin Long. He's sitting in the director's chair for his new movie. We're going to see how he's enjoying that. Plus, everything we know about Britney's engagement ring. Apparently, there's a secret engraving. But up next, I'm going to tell you my influence over the new season of Dancing with the Stars. So let's turn the music up. You're on with Mario Lopez. On with Mario, Courtney Lopez, and Frazier. What were you just about to say?
Well, I know that we talked about the people on Dancing with the Stars the other week when they were announced, but we didn't mention Melora Hardin from The Office.
That's right. I was convincing.
I think she's on it because of you.
I think so, too. I forgot to bring that up. I basically convinced Melora Hardin, who used to dance back in the day. She's a ballet, I believe. She was a ballet company. I said, well, you got to do it. Show off the skills. She's like, should I? I go, yes. I said, people will see you in this whole new light. It sucks to see people that can't move, but somebody that can, I don't know if it'll transfer with the ballet and how much rhythm she's got outside of that. But
then people will say, is that fair?
Are you kidding me? They've had professional dancers.
Of course it's fair.
They've had a ton of professional dancers. Nicole Scherzinger, a bunch of dancers.
And she seems to be one of the only actual stars on the show.
No, exactly. So I'm glad she took my advice there. I'm cheering for her.
Following us on Twitter yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez with the bling and Britney's new ring.
On With Mario Lopez. Hollywood Buzz.
So big congrats to Britney and Sam Asghari. They announced their engagement Sunday after about 5 years of dating. The ring comes from Forever Diamonds in New York. It's a 4-carat round brilliant stone set in a platinum cathedral setting. What does that mean? There's a little church there? I don't know what cathedral
No, mine's
means.
Cathedral.
Oh, okay.
It's a shape or something, right?
It's how the diamond is held up.
Got it. That's ring talk. Anyway, there's an engraving on the inside of the band that says Lioness. Mm. Apparently, that's Sam's nickname for Britney.
That's cute.
If you're keeping count, this is her third engagement. But what I didn't know is, so she married Jason Alexander, right?
Not from Seinfeld.
Not the guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And then she married Kevin Federline 9 months later. I didn't realize that was so close. Thought there was some time right there.
Mm.
So she was looking for love.
Kevin lasted how long? I mean, they had 2 kids. I know that, but it was a few years?
I think so, because they had a couple kids. Yeah. So that was a decent run. So congrats. What up? It's Mario Lopez. Just 3 days away until the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Fired up to be heading to Vegas with my daughter to see it live. You can watch it all go down and see everyone from Billie Eilish to Dua Lipa to Journey. Head over to allwithmario.com. Get the streaming info, the entire lineup, and the latest surprise announcements. Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. And if you're looking for something new to binge, we've got some new TV shows debuting today. Right, honey?
That's right. HBO has Level Playing Field. These are stories where sports intersect with social issues.
You know, I'm not a fan of this. I'll be honest with you, because I think sports are the one escape from news and politics where everyone has a shared interest and passion. And you unite. It's a unifying thing. Once you start adding social issues and politics, then you start dividing people. So
true.
Thumbs down.
Boo. Netflix has the final season of the reality comedy Jack Whitehall Travels With My Father, where Jack takes his dad on crazy adventures around the world. That's funny.
That sounds kind of fun.
I would pay to see Mario do that with his dad.
I was just thinking that.
That would be awesome, actually.
I was just thinking that.
That'd have to be a pay-per-view with all the drama I'm sure that would ensue.
Also, The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rental Season 2.
So recently I came across a site where if you want a vacation, it's like an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Okay. But instead of paying, what they have you do is work at the place. So I thought it was kind of cool. So I know some people that went to Hawaii recently and they didn't pay for their stay. What they did was work on this pineapple farm.
Interesting.
You know who went there?
Yeah, we did a special on Access Daily. And I was like, that's kind of interesting, because if you're a young college kid and maybe you put in 2-3 hours of work in the morning,
yeah,
and then you go surf and do whatever the rest of the day, I don't think that's such a bad
move.
You know,
I had a buddy years ago who he kind of did that too. He went to Australia and he worked in like vineyards and stuff. And then they had like the weekends off and all that. He was gone for like 3 months.
It's kind of a cool deal. You get free labor, they get free stay, and they go to, I didn't realize that was a thing, but apparently that's a thing.
Are there child laws? Because I think we should make our kids do that so they
understand. I don't think you can do that.
That's an excellent idea.
I don't think you can send your children to do that, but...
Well. Want to slide into our DMs? Hit us up on Instagram at OnWithMarioLopez. And hang on, Mario and Courtney will be right back from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Y'all, Mario and Courtney Lopez celebrating some birthdays today. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park. He was also in Peaky Blinders.
Sam Neill is 67 years old.
Sam, I mean, he lived with a dinosaur, so he has to be 5,964.
Well, he lived with the dinosaurs that they recreated,
yeah,
not the originals.
Okay. Come on, honey.
5,000 also is not long enough.
62.
For the OG dinosaurs. 74. He's 74.
Wow, okay.
Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Love Actually.
Andrew, 70.
You know what? Andrew is 55.
He's 48.
Wow. Well, he's been living a rough lifestyle.
You might have been thinking about somebody else.
Yeah. Well, he's in The Walking Dead.
Nas is a rapper, 13 Grammy nominations, but no wins.
If I rule the world, imagine that.
Oh, that's an older one. I'm a diamond sample.
Yeah, that was Lauryn Hill with Nas. I'm going to say Nas is around my age, 48 years old.
I'm going to say Nas is 49.
47.
Well, exactly my age. Okay.
I should have went down one.
And Dan Cortez, old school MTV sports.
Hey,
fellow
Dan.
Pittsburghian.
That's right. Dan, I'm going to say, is about 57 years old.
Dan Cortez is 55.
54.
Oh, okay.
So close.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez celebrating National Eat a Hoagie Day. Now, a hoagie can be confused with a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, but it doesn't have cheesesteak necessarily. Therefore, it's a hoagie and you can stuff it with whatever. However, it did originate in Philly around World War I. Depending on where you live, you may call them subs. That's true. We call them subs over here.
Yeah.
I like the word hoagie, though. But there's other names for this particular sandwich. You got torpedoes, po' boys, grinders, heroes, or bombers. I've never heard bombers.
I've never heard heroes or bombers.
What do you call them in Pittsburgh?
We call them hoagies.
You call them hoagie?
In the South, it's just subs.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Keep those tweets and comments coming. We love hearing from you. My wife's going through our mentions now. What'd you find, honey?
This is from @yourstrulyMicah, and they said, I am here for this Lula Rich doc, completely unhinged, but why does Mario Lopez have to catch a stray? This is slander. Sideways laughing face emoji. I need to see this.
So it's so funny. Apparently, Lulu Rich turned out to be some sort of cult slash Ponzi scheme?
Pyramid.
Lulu pyramid scheme, not Lulu Rich.
Kyle actually saw this, so he knows what this reference is, I believe.
Yeah, they, correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, because they, I did a speaking engagement. You know, the crazy thing is that I did that with Kelly Clarkson, who was performing and did a full-on set. And I know some dude said he'll never watch Kelly Clarkson again or whatever. These are like corporate events. We don't know what they are. I hung out. I think I took some pictures.
You're just reading a script when you speak, answering some questions.
Right. Katy Perry also did one. So it's like a major.
It's not like you know what
of course not. Of course not. We don't know what's going on. They say, hey, do you want to show up for this and get paid for this? Okay.
Yeah, all these corporate things, they always pay for celebrities to come in because it adds star power. And
Let me just tell you, I had a couple friends on Facebook who sold their clothes, and I could not believe how ugly their clothes
That's
are.
That's what everybody was
and
saying.
And that anybody would ever buy these clothes. So you all can talk about my husband, but if you bought these clothes or tried to even sell them, y'all need to get your eyes
Mario
checked.
Mario wasn't getting people to sell the clothes.
No.
Like, he wasn't out there selling shirts.
I didn't mention. I didn't even know it was a clothing company.
That's what I was going to say. He probably didn't even know what it was. But I would see it and I go, what are they doing? I knew it was terrible from the get.
Got a question for Mario? Tweet it our way right now at On With Mario. And stick around, because the fun continues in moments from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. People are having a lot of feelings about these MTV VMAs. There's Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian going public. Megan Fox's thirsty red carpet look. Machine Gun Kelly nearly coming to blows with Conor McGregor. If you're not caught up in the conversation, we got everything you need to know on withmario.com. What up? It's Mario Lopez. Ariana Grande putting her musical career on pause. She says she's taking a little break to focus on her makeup line, The Voice, and acting. She's not the only artist hitting the brakes on recording and touring. Got another big announcement next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario and Courtney Lopez, and the Backstreet Boys are canceling Christmas.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So this is surprising because the guys were just on the show a couple of weeks ago to announce this, but the Backstreet Boys have called off their holiday Vegas residency, and their new Christmas album is postponed to 2022. The guys say the pandemic is causing the album to take a little longer than they wanted, but some sources say tickets also weren't selling well.
Well, I guess Backstreet not back.
All right.
Following us on Instagram yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario Lopez. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 31 years ago in 1990, this song drops. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Wow.
Suckers on the Red Explosion. That's the man right there. LL Cool J, who, of course, I've said it before, that was the very first rap I ever learned, was I Need Love. But also, a song that came out the other day, I believe was like 94, was a Roundaway Girl. I forgot how many great songs LL Cool J has. I Need a Girl with Extensions in Her Hair, Bamboo Earrings, at least two pair.
They had extensions back then?
Yeah, a Fendi bag and a brag attitude.
You might be his biggest fan.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. My guest today is actor Justin Long. He directed his first movie, Lady of the Manor. It comes out this weekend. We're going to learn all about it after a few more songs. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actor Justin Long. Welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you and your guns.
It's good to see you. Thank you so much. You know, I was just thinking, the last time I saw you, you and your brother pulled off a pretty miraculous victory. That was a lot of fun on Kevin Hart's show, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was, now legendary. What was it called again?
I don't know what it was called. What was that show called? I don't remember.
We were playing games. I just remember playing games on a Zoom like this.
Celebrity game show? Is that it?
No.
Wasn't it? Celebrity game show?
What was it? We won a baby.
Like, I know. You won the baby. It was Celebrity Game Swap game
something. Man, talk about a legendary show. We can't even remember the name.
It was fun. Kevin hosted it and everything. And you know what? It kind of worked, even though we were all on Zoom, right? They were pretty clever about it.
My back has just recovered, I think, because it was when I had to do a twerking thing. And yeah. Were you twerking in? Were you having to do a twerk thing
too? I had to do like a series of different dances. Fortunately, yeah. I didn't twerk.
Celebrity Game Face.
That's
Thank
it.
You.
Celebrity Game wife, Face.
I remember your wife. There was a moment where you guys were like so frustrated. I love playing games, like having game night with couples.
Me too.
Once in a while, there'll be like a moment where they're like, what? It's just like true anger will come out.
Absolutely.
A moment.
We have a lot of moments like that.
That's literally every game we play.
Exactly. It's so funny, man. But it's always good to see you. All right, hold on. We got a lot to talk about. More with Justin Long coming up.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here with Justin Long on Zoom, and congratulations on the new movie, Lady of the Manor. Buddy comedy? What's the premise?
It's a buddy comedy. So it stars, Melanie Lynskey plays this stoner, ne'er-do-well, doesn't have her life together, is kind of adrift, and she gets a job as at one of those southern estates, like a manor where they give tours, and she's pretending, you know, like she's like a reenactress, and she's playing this lady who used to live there in the 1870s. And the ghost of the lady whom she's playing, Judy Greer, like takes offense at how Melanie is playing. She's like making up all this.
That's funny.
Like back, and she's smoking pot. She's like having sex. And so the lady's like, you're misrepresenting me. And like, so it becomes the two of them, like an odd couple comic, like a classic, not to say it's classic.
Sure.
But the setup is classic, odd couple.
That's funny, man. And very, very original and clever too. We've been talking Lady of the Manor, but the music rolls on. You're on Mario Lopez, and you're also the voice of Roboto in the new Netflix Masters of the Universe series. My son has been watching it. I've been able to check it out with him, but I'm fired up about it because I love the original. I'm assuming you're a fan of the original.
I wasn't really. I was more of a. I was really into Transformers and DuckTales, and those were my. That was my jam. Is Transformers, but
the DuckTales. Please tell me, He-Man still has the bowl cut.
Yes, he's got like, what do they call it? Like the Prince Caspian. Like
yeah, the little shaggy. I love that. Okay, good.
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Don't worry.
And doing VO is so much fun, right?
Oh, it was so fun. Especially this character was also like, there was a, you know, it's Roboto. So there's this, it was also a weird challenge to like humanize a robot sounding boy, you know? At first I did it. It was a little bit like Hal from 2001. I think I was just trying to channel, I don't know, Kevin, but also Kevin's writing is so good that it's just fun to do good writing.
Mario Lopez here. Been hanging out with actor Justin Long, and you've been keeping it diverse. You mentioned your podcast earlier, Life is Short. What do you usually talk about on there?
It depends, but you know, I like to ask people how they live their lives. I'm curious about how people make the most of their time. When I turned 40, I started really looking at time differently. You know, like, I don't know if you had that experience. Like, are you younger than me? You look younger than me. I assume I'm probably
got a few years on you, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Well, you look, I mean, I don't know if you had this experience, but
how old are you, Justin?
Now I'm 43.
Okay. No, I'm 47. So yeah, I got a couple.
Wow. Good Lord. Four. But like, you know, when you reach a certain age and you start like,
yes,
time takes on a different meaning, I guess. And
exactly,
like,
right.
So I started becoming very curious about how other people were making the most of their time, I guess. And sometimes it's just like fun chit chat, you know, it's like this kind of like, it's just like fun to banter with somebody that you think is funny and you admire. So a lot of it is like sort of selfish like that. And then my brother and I, he'll come on at the end. You got to come on. We would love to have you on, by the way. In fact, I think we tried to.
Did you? Because was that a sympathy invite or was that like a legitimate real invite?
Because I tried to get you on once.
No, we did. We fully did. And
I'm down. All right. Hold on, man. We're going to have more with Justin Long coming up.
Want to hear more? Check out the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez, wrapping things up with actor Justin Long. And hey, last question. It's been 20 years since the movie Jeepers Creepers, and I know the franchise is getting rebooted. Is the creeper on the same level as Jason and Freddy, or?
You know, I just heard that there was a reboot of it. So I have nothing to do with it. I don't know. I don't know how much they're going to change the monster. I remember you know, I think the scariest part about the one we did was, kind of the first half before you see, whenever you see a monster, it kind of demystifies it a little bit. And it's always more, I think it's more horrifying to imagine something, you know, and like, you know, it was like we weren't reinventing the wheel. It was
brother
and sister chased by a monster. And the fact that it lasted 20 years is like really cool.
It's classic, man. Well, you're continuing to kill it. Congratulations on everything. And watch Lady of the Manor in theaters and on demand on the 17th. Justin, thanks for checking in, man. And hopefully we'll get to talk soon on the podcast.
I would like that. Truly, Mario, you should come on. We would love to have you.
Thank you, man. You're on with Mario Lopez, and the music event of the year is going down in just 3 days, the iHeartRadio Music Festival, this Friday and Saturday in Vegas. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be taking my daughter, fired up for the lineup, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Coldplay, Journey, goes on and on. We're going to have a live stream for you on the website. Make sure to head over to onwithmario.com. You're on Mario, Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What is going on at Courtney's Corner today, honey?
So the topic is breakfast.
My favorite meal of the day.
Mine too. This is a super quick and easy morning meal. I learned this from air fryer TikTok. Okay. So you do need one of those.
Okay.
You need an air fryer. You put those pieces of bread directly in the air fryer, crack an egg on each slice of bread and top it with a piece of bacon or not if you're vegan. Season with salt and pepper and cook for 7 minutes and enjoy.
Wow, the air fryer can do all that?
Yes.
We're going to have to try that. Okay.
Want more life hacks? Get more from Courtney's Corner at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. We knew Ed Sheeran and Courtney Cox were buddies, but now they're collaborators. Just heard that Courtney actually sings background on Ed's new album. Get ready for his album that's dropping October 29th. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day, 30 years ago in 1981, Journey earned their only number one album, Escape, which featured this song.
They only have one number one album.
They have so many great songs, and it's one of those things that...
And most of them are on that album.
Most of them were on that album. They had a couple others that were spread out, and then Steve Perry went on to have a little success as a solo artist.
Oh, but, Sherry.
Yes, Oh, Sherry. But to think 30 years later, that song is like an anthem.
Yeah.
At every bar when it's closing down, baseball games.
And the iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend.
That's right. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. The Karens of the world are rising up. There's a new Facebook group called Karens Unite. Karens from across the globe are coming together to push back against the stigma of their name. Nearly 2,000 people have joined the group so far. The creator of the group says that she does not rock an inverted bob hairstyle, she doesn't give unsolicited advice, and she rarely uses coupons, and she doesn't want to speak to your manager.
I don't know, this actually sounds a lot like a Karen move.
We need to tell our friend Karen Galindo.
You just called out her last name.
We have to call out Karen Galindo. We can call out Karen Galindo. She's a Karen. By the way,
she's not a Karen.
She's legally a Karen. She's legally Karen. Are they going to do the same for Becky's? Because Becky's has gotten a bad rap too. Becky is like the white girl out there who's messing around with your man.
I also think too, Lazy Susan. It's a thing.
Yeah. What about Susan?
Why Susan got to be
lazy?
Are
all Susans lazy?
Exactly.
Right. I find it rude.
Yeah, Susans, Becky's, and Karens. Y'all need to rise up.
I think the problem is when Karens do rise up. That's when we have problems.
Become Karens.
Yeah, Becky and Susan, rise up. Karen, sit this one out.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here. Very cool hanging out with Justin Long today. I will be back tomorrow with more music and fun. Until then, it's Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.